Die For You, I mean, it has that great opening guitar riff. I mean, how did that song come together? Was it based on something, or was it just one of those things that came to you? I mean, how did it come to be?
Well, that's funny. That story is actually, this is before we even signed our deal, in the summer of 2011. We went out to Silver Lake, California, and to do a writing session with Scott Stevens, the former lead singer of a band called The X's. Now he's a very accomplished songwriter and producer, and we went out there to his studio up in the hill, and we started writing that song. And my brother and Scott sat down and came up with the guitar part. And then that night, when, you know, after we kind of fleshed out the music, we're like, well, what is this song about? Well, that night, I went to bed, I woke up the next morning, and, you know, like an idiot, you know, I went on my Facebook, and I looked at my ex-girlfriend's Facebook profile, and there's all these pictures of her with some guy that the night before, you know, she went on a date with, right? And so it was killing me, but I felt so alive because I hurt so deeply, you know, like, so that whole, I feel so alive, I died for you, you know, I was trying to capture this is such an intense feeling, you know, when you have that kind of overwhelming pain, like, when you feel the most alive, the most, you know, aware of being human.
Yeah, what do they say? It's better to love and lust, have never loved at all.
I don't know about that one. I don't know if I agree with that, but over the years, man, So that's kind of the story behind that tune. You know, it was very organic, quote unquote, for lack of a better term. I was out there in the studio, you know, thinking about this girl and wanting to write a song for her, and she was back home in Vegas, you know, fucking around with some other guy, you know. So it was very ironic, and bittersweet at the same time, because, you know, a pretty solid song was born out of that pain, you know.
If you don't mind me asking, does she know now that song is about her?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the songs on the album are inspired by, you know, what went down in that relationship. It was a strange time, dude. Like, 2011, I spent that whole year trying to reconcile with her. And then towards the end of the year, on Halloween of 2011, Halloween night, my cousin passed away while he was riding Harley. And we were all really good friends, you know. It was like, my ex and my cousin were very close, and my cousin was very fond of me and her together as a couple. And that whole year I spent, you know, talking with him about trying to fix things with her and trying to get back with her and, you know, just trying to make things right. And so the two tragedies, the death of that relationship and the death of my cousin, are, like, intertwined, unfortunately. You know, it runs really deep with me, and a lot of the songs on True Love Never Dies, you know, kind of reflect that.